Hello.
Hi, Rocky. This is Forrest. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, my assistant, Sid, had set up a time for us to talk earlier, and I missed you, and he said you'd be available later this afternoon. Is now a bad time?
No, it's not.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on? I saw his notes. He takes pretty good notes. I just kind of want to get a understanding from you kind of what's happening. Why are you guys even wanting to move?
Well, I got behind on the mortgages for one. And I said we've had some sickness and health issues.
Okay.
Got behind on the mortgage.
Okay.
And in order to prevent a foreclosure, I'm either gonna file a bankruptcy or either and then just looking for a fresh start. So I figured if I file a bankruptcy, I wouldn't have to put all this behind mortgages in the plan.
Now, you did file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, but I would have to find me a place to live.
Okay. But, I mean, tell me about the bankruptcy part. Did you put the house in it?
Not yet.
Okay. I mean, you're in the process, right? You haven't finished the bankruptcy. You're, still talking to the lawyer. You haven't gone to the judge and all that stuff, right?
I filed. We haven't gone to the judge yet.
Right. Well, you're going to have to talk to your lawyer about selling your property because most of the time it's not going to be allowed while you're doing this bankruptcy because...
Well, he told me it's allowed because I don't have any equity.
Okay.
I really don't have any equity. I mean, it's like valued at maybe like 405, 402, and I owe like 390 on it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it does need some improvements?
Very little.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is that? What kind of improvements does it need?
I mean, just a couple of cosmetic issues other than that.
Uh-huh. Okay. So where did you get the value of the house at?
Well, he looked it up on something, and he gave it to me.
Oh, okay. The lawyer told you what the house is close mm-hmm. to worth? Okay. All right. So in situations where, you have, a small amount of equity, we usually do, some creative structuring, and it's probably not going to, fall into that category with what I hear just this moment.
Okay.
And if you were to list it on the retail market, you would have to do more than likely what we would call a short sale.
Right.
And that's where, you get, at the end of the transaction, you can plan on a traditional listing. Is typically going to be about what you would get would be about 90% of the contract price. So let's just say that your house is worth 405, and that's what it actually is worth, and that's what you were able to get a contract on. Then the most you would have to plan on $40,500 less than the 405 price. So that would put you somewhere around, 360, 355, something like that. So that's about the best case scenario for you.
If you could walk away with some relocation expenses.
Well, I'm just telling you're probably not going to. You're probably going to need to bring money to the table to close. It's a horrible situation. I've been through it myself. I actually went through a bankruptcy 16 years ago, so I remember it like it was yesterday. And I've also been in a foreclosure, at the same time. I had some health issues and, God's good. I overcame all that, but so I understand and I understand your feelings in this situation, but you know, your house in this market that we have now is not the market of 2 years ago. People just aren't overpaying for houses anymore. If anything, they're getting a good value. So it's just a different market cycle that we're in right now. I would encourage you to, you know, continue to talk to your attorney, but you know, you can Google what I said about 10% of the national average for closing costs or total costs to sell your home. It's pretty accurate. It's about 8 to 12% is the national average. So, you know, feel free to verify what I told you, but I think that given the situation, you may need to, you know, start planning on not selling your house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm just trying to be real with you because it sounds like you have some issues, and the last thing I would want to do is tell you something that's not true.
Okay.
Just trying to be a nice guy.
All right.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Have a great day. Bye bye. Mm-hmm.